So we know that in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo is the beautiful, beautiful episode of Mikra Bikurim. I bring the Bikurim ultimately of Mitzvah Bikurim. I bring the Bikurim to the Kohen, and there's a beautiful recitation that's made as part of the bringing of the Bikurim. So the Torah says, "Ubasa l'kohen asher yemei amimahem, you will come to the Kohen who is in charge in those days. Va'amarta elav, you will say to him, Higadati hayom la'Hashem elokecha." Kibasi ela areta shanishpa Hashem lavosinu la seisna. You'll say to him, "Higarata, I say to you today, Hashbaruch, that I've come to the land that God has promised to our forefathers." So, both of the Ishbitzer, the Rebbe of Ishbitz, Mordechai Yosef Leiner, in a Sefer Mei Shiloach, says something absolutely amazing. He says, "The lashon of Higarata." Listen to these words. He says, "Hagoda ki adua perusha dvarim kashin." Both say, whenever you see the lashon of Hagoda, right, Higarati, that is a strong and forceful lashon. So what's the pshat? Why a strong and forceful lashon? So this is what the Meir Shiloach says. He says, "Ki bazehu omer dvarim kashim lakohen." The Yisrael is saying strong words to the kohen. Umeramiz lo shelo yisnasei bazeshu kohen va'ober beis hamikdash. So says the Ishbitzer something amazing. The Yisrael brings his basket and he says to the kohen, "Higarati, kohen, I'm telling you, don't be a bal gaiva. Don't think that you're better than me because you work in the Beis HaMikdash. But I'm a simple farmer. Ki kasher adam miYisrael magia laMikdash umevi bikurim mipri avodaso basada. Because when a farmer comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he comes with his fruit that came about as a result of the work that he did in his field, humochiach shebechol makom haya kedusha. The farmer shows the Kohen, you think that kedusha is only in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not true. There's kedusha in the field. There's kedusha in my crops. There's kedusha everywhere. Kimo akohen ovi beis hamikdash. That ultimately, again, I am no less than you, Kohen, who works in the Beis HaMikdash. So amazing, amazing pshat. So the Ishbitzer says again, "Higarati ayom." I'm telling you, Kohen, "Higarati ayom Hashem kecha ki basi ela aretz." I worked in the land. And now I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Uses a strong lashon of Haggadah, strong lashon of, "I'm telling you this, Kohen, because Kohen, don't think that you're any better than me, because you work in the Beis HaMikdash and I'm in the field. I am just as kaddish as you." And we'll say, it's an incredible, incredible yisod. Because ultimately, again, what is the Ishbitzer saying? What is the Torah trying to tell us? We'll say, the Ribono Shel Olam does not expect me to be a Kohen, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't expect the Kohen to be me. The Ribono Shel Olam does not have objective metrics of success for us. He has subjective metrics of success. The Ribono Shel Olam created us each in different roles. This is an incredible yisod in general. You know, in the society in which we live, it's often assumed that equality means that everyone is the same. And the beauty of Yiddishkeit is we recognize that not everybody is the same. The Ribono Shel Olam made us different. The Ribono Shel Olam hardwired us in different ways. The Ribono Shel Olam gave each of us different kohos, different abilities, and different skill sets. And the way the Ribono Shel Olam judges you is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges me. And the way I realize success is not going to be the way you realize success. That's what the farmer is telling the kohen in that moment. Kohen, I just want to be clear. I am no less kadosh than you are. I know that's kaddish. You get to work in the Beis HaMikdash. You get to be in the Beis HaMikdash all of the time. You get to do the avoda. That's absolutely incredible. But my kiddusha, my inherent holiness, is no less intense than yours. Higarati hayom ki basi ala arez. Even though I came to the land and I'm coming from the land, and you've been here in the Beis HaMikdash, and you never have to leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, my kiddusha, my holiness, is no less than yours. And I will say, this is exceptionally important, because sometimes we become focused on relative kiddusha. Sometimes we measure ourselves against others. We measure our accomplishments against others. And it's important to understand that we're not measured against anyone other than ourselves. You know, we'll say this, the famous Maisa with Rav Zusha of Anipoli. Rav Zusha of Anipoli said that, you know, he said, after 120, when I faced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, "I'm not worried that the Ribono Shel Olam was going to say, 'Zusha, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu?'" So I'm concerned that Cheshbar is going to say, "Zusha, why weren't you Zusha?" And we'll say, that's the most incredible yisod. Each of us has such incredible kohos. And when as we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we're starting Slichos. This is an auspicious week. It's a time for tshuva. It's a time for introspection. It's a time to think about ourselves, to think about our lives, and to think about where we're going and what we're doing. And to recognize that on the Yom HaDin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not comparing me to anyone else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just comparing me to myself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my kohos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I can accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also knows that I'm barely scraping the tip of the iceberg. That there is so much to do. Whether I'm a Kohen or whether I'm a farmer, that doesn't make a difference. Each of us are put in our respective roles in life. Each of us are put in our respective situations in life. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have the ability to maximize those circumstances. Someone's learning more. Someone's doing more. Someone's giving more. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. My goal is to figure out how to maximize my own circumstances and how to be the best individual I can be. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, the farmer is no less Kaddosh than the Kohen. As long as what? As long as the farmer is being the best farmer he can be, and as long as the Kohen is being the best Kohen he can be. He got a Ti Hayom. The farmer comes along and says, I know you think Kohen, or you might think, that you're better because I'm the one giving the Bikurim and you're the one receiving the Bikurim. But at the end of the day, Kohen, as long as you're maximizing your Tachlis and I'm maximizing mine, we're both beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem. To be able not to live up to anyone else's expectations or not to go ahead and make ourselves in anyone else's image other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. But Rabbi said, we all have different lots in life. We all have different responsibilities. Like we all have different identities in life. We should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem, that if I'm the farmer, don't try to be the Kohen. And if I'm the Kohen, not to try to be the farmer. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu has enough Kohanim, so the Kohanim need to be the Kohanim, the farmers need to be the Kohanim. Rabbi said, whatever identity we find ourselves with in life, we should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to maximize it. We should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to be able to maximize the kohos within that particular role. We should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem not to only aspire to be Moshe Rabbeinu. We should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to be the Zusha we can be, to be the Avram we could be, to be the Yankel we could be. You fill in the blank. But whatever it is, whoever we are, Abosai, we should be Zochem to be the best people that Shbrochu gives us the kohos to be. Amen. Amen.